This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion is brought to you by, this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. One of the videos I did for them that also got me in trouble with YouTube. But I'm not complaining. I'm just flabbergasted that freedom is bad at YouTube. Now, this year's NRA annual meeting in Indianapolis, was the ascension of the, this is where we saw the out-and-out affirmation of the cult of Wayne. And his supporters, Marion Hammer, came up from Florida. She hadn't been up from Florida in nearly a decade. They all came out of the woodwork. There were a lot of detractors demanding a house cleaning. And the way this was characterized by Wayne LaPierre was as this was an attempted coup, as if he was some generalissimo of some banana republic instead of, you know, the executive vice president, which when did the vice president ever become the chief executive? That, you know, based upon the elections, and I know how it actually works at NRA, but Why has he been the EVP for 40 years? And why is he the de facto actual guy in charge? Why even have a president? Why even have an Oliver North or Charlton Heston? Why have a celebrity president? Why do we have to have one of those? Why have an unknown president like Carolyn Meadows? But that's, you know, I digress. This brawl broke out after a series of highly unflattering, but well-documented reports that spoke of long-term systemic abuses under LaPierre's long-running administration. I had known for 2 years that NRA TV was reaching nobody. And I suspect Ackerman McQueen figured out. And, you know, I would talk about it with my friends in the media because it was sort of amusing for us. Because Ackerman McQueen would show up, and I mean, this looked like, you know, this is like Fox News coming into town when Ackerman McQueen rolled up. And the biggest radio host in at SHOT Show would be Mike Gallagher from the Salem Broadcasting Network. And he's like top five nationwide. And he would show up with a Quasar camcorder, his mic, his headset. He'd have one guy running the stream on Facebook. And that was it. And then you looked at Cam Edwards over there, and you would think Cam Edwards was a superstar. And the only problem with it is that you can't be a superstar when you don't have an audience. And this is what they'd been spending a lot of money on for a long time. It became known that they were spending like $42 million to Ackerman McQueen, paying that for these things. And because of part of their disclosures that they had to do with this thing going on with New York, they had to ask, okay, what are we getting for this? Tell them, we need an itemized list of what we're doing with this. And they didn't get it. And they had never asked for that before in all the time they've been involved with Ackerman McQueen. So instead, because things were looking the way they did, the LaPierre camp did their own house cleaning. Oliver North was a traitor, and he was out. Richard Childress, he was out. Chris Cox, he's out. Then they had a 9-hour board of directors meeting. And that wasn't very nice. It was not a very pretty affair. And in the board of directors, there were a few very vocal critics out there, all promising that they're fed up and they're going to get a change. And somehow that got muted. Nowadays, you can't get a lot of them on the phone. A lot of them have lawyered up because of what they anticipate in their future. There are lawsuits and counter-lawsuits flying between the NRA and Ackerman McQueen. This is like the nastiest divorce case. And it's like taking the nature of that kind of a case and applying it to civil law. Then there's the matter of the Attorney General of the State of New York and her ongoing investigation into their 501c tax status. Tisha James has made no secret of her feelings about the NRA and Mr. LaPierre. She wants one gone and the other hauled away in handcuffs. And one would be quite a trophy, but both would make a career for this progressive lawmaker. And her boss, Cuomo, he has aspirations for higher office. I don't know how he expects that to actually happen, because then he'd have to leave New York. But since then, right, there's two camps. There's the camp where some people are trying to say, well, you know, the NRA must survive. Say what you will about them, but they've done more. And then there's the camp that's like, well, it's got to go down, it's got to burn into the basement and then be rebuilt. Now, I myself kind of feel like, since the board of directors obviously won't get rid of LaPierre, and LaPierre himself is not going to sit out there and say, this is an organization I love for a cause that I feel deeply for, and therefore I resign because the NRA must focus on their core mission, which is, of course, protection of the Second Amendment. Since he's not going to do that, then I guess it has to burn and fall into the basement. But now we know this. There's another thing that's coming out of this. New York Times did a story between a restive donor named David Del Aquila. And in it, Mr. Del Aquila made it clear that he and the other donors believe that NRA's internal fight has become a daily soap opera and is decaying and destroying the NRA from within. So he said he was suspending donations to the NRA, and he wasn't alone in what is essentially voting with your wallet in this. If the NRA won't listen, he reasoned, there was no reason to send money to spend as they pleased. Now, Mr. Del Aquila is not one of these rabble-rousing types. He's sort of a hermit. And he doesn't, you know, nobody's ever heard of him. You ever heard of him? I've never heard of him. So he's speaking out because of his concern that the majority of the NRA members have absolutely no idea what's been going on inside the organization. Many of them consider the only truly formidable defender of the Second Amendment, which I don't follow. I'm not fully in that camp. When asked about Mr. LaPierre, he said, I have nothing but respect for him, but the negative optics that are constantly being reported in the media only tarnish his ultimate legacy. When asked if he would consider him a dictator, he said, I'm not going to be as aggressive with my description. I would refer to him as the king. But here's the problem. Because the king believes he's the best one to govern this. Now when the NRA is saying something, I don't know if you've noticed this, when the NRA gets out there and says, we support this Supreme Court action, we support this action here in the North. When the NRA talks now, nobody cares. Nobody cares. They have marginalized themselves to the degree to where nobody cares. And when that happens, When you're going down the path of being a leader without followers, that's really messed up. And they are on their way. We'll see how this develops. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Who remembers in the movie Skyfall when Javier Bardem's character is explaining to James Bond about the rats and how they trained the rats? Let me play this for you.
Layla, nothing to boast of. We walked around it in an hour. Still, it was a paradise for us. We discovered the place had been infested with rats. They'd come on a fishing boat and gorge themselves on coconut. So how do you get rats off an island? My grandmother showed me. We buried an oil drum and hinged the lid. Then we wired coconut to the lid as bait, and the rats would come for the coconut. They would fall into the drum. And after a month, we've trapped all the rats. But what do you do then? Throw the drum into the ocean? Burn it? No. You just leave it. And they begin to get hungry. And one by one, they start eating each other. Until there are only two left. The two survivors. And then what? Do you kill them? No. You take them and release them into the trees. And now they don't eat coconut anymore. Now they only eat rat.
Let's take this and superimpose this on the cat fight that is going on inside the Democratic Party right now. When Trump got out there and did his tweeting, which a lot of my friends get out there and they're constantly, why do you support him if he just get off Twitter? Twitter is a brilliant tool for him. It's like he sets up a, they're always in a series of bumper car maneuvers anyway, and he turns them on wide open. So for a lot of people, this looked like a blunder. But Trump, they looked at this as an overplaying of the hand, but the move he made, which could find, you know, maybe this would make the internally warring Democrats circle their fractious wagon and unite. This was a very politically risky thing to do. And in his series of tweets, he was honing in on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's public catfight with the squad, as they call them, the four far left fellow Democratic representatives, after one of them, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, was last seen calling Pelosi racist. Pelosi had merely told them to keep their internal party disagreements with others on the inside, and they ignored that and they whipped out the race card, signaling that Pelosi was powerless and that they were going to try to take her down. So Trump not only defended Pelosi as a non-racist, which must have given Pelosi heartburn, which is the work of a master troll, but he dug the knife in further, and this one was savage. He made it a series of outrageous, you know, of tweets calling on Pelosi's own squad to go back to the country they came from. This is the kind of stuff that Democrats live to react to, starting with their careless elements, which he probably wanted to be careless in order to get them to spend their time hollering about the nothing burger, which they've done all day long. Only one of the squad members Trump cited actually came from another country, Somalia. So it wasn't really an accurate statement, except in Ilhan Omar's case. But it didn't matter. He got them and their press allies to spend their yelling about that. Then he took on the politically correct idea in polite society that you're never supposed to tell a foreigner to go back where they came from. He stomped all over that, too. And the Democrats went wild on this one. This is what racism looks like. That's coming from Ayanna Pressley, who then went on to deploy a string of blurring boring slogans dating back to the Obama era. We are what democracy looks like, and we're not going anywhere except to back to D.C. to fight for the families you marginalize and vilify every day. I've got that T-shirt hanging in my closet, Ayanna. Nice of you. His tweets did have an electoral politics nexus, though. Plenty of working class people sought by Democrats for votes speak and think this way. And these tweets and the Democrats' outraged response puts them all on record for all those voters that think that way and speak that way. And his measure was also aimed at Pelosi herself, forcing her to defend the very people who, up until now, have been trying to politically kill her. Pelosi was very prissy when she called the Trump tweets xenophobic, and the press dutifully reported the narrative as they clutched their pearls. But now we see Democrats ganging up in Pelosi and blaming her for the whole Trump tweet string. They're emboldened. They're not blaming Trump for this. They know Trump. They're using his tweets to intensify their fire on Pelosi. Trump knows this, and it's very likely he planned it this way. All you got to do is go look for the leftists on Twitter and watch that firefight that's going on right now. It's quite entertaining. I'd read it to you, but it's too boring. But effectively, he's gotten them to turn on Pelosi. They've only developed a taste for rat now. This is a brutally hardball cut-your-head-off politician, Pelosi is, who has thwarted Trump's agenda again and again. He's gutting her, and he's forcing her to defend people who are trying to knock her out, and in the process, watching as they increase their power and come up with ever more outrageous demands. And that's hardball. And this is what Trump is doing. He's creating chaos on a bristly, creepy power structure built on political correctness. And he's thrown a spinner at them, and he's thrown a spanner in their works. And Pelosi doesn't even know it. Now her Democratic enemies are becoming more powerful, circling her and preparing for the kill. And as for Trump, there wasn't that much political risk for him in it, given the number of voters who despise Ilhan Omar, who's now known as Miss 9%. Risk of annoying voters? Yeah, but he's not afraid of risk. He's calculating what he can get from knocking out Pelosi and what he could lose by turning off some voters, and calculating that the better deal is to debilitate Pelosi. And that's real power. And Trump, I've always thought he is like a Houdini. He is a master of misdirection. He has quietly transformed the country with not very much grandiosity about it. And right now he's demonstrating what real power is and his ingenious way of using it. So, I'm enjoying it. Are you? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the U.S. is checking with Britain about reports that a second British oil tanker has been seized in Iran in the Persian Gulf.
So we don't have very many tankers going in, but we have a lot of ships there. that are warships, and we'll talk to the UK, and we have no written agreement, but we have an agreement. They've been a very great ally of ours.
The president talking with reporters at the White House, the president also noted that Iran has been nothing but trouble. A 43-year-old Brooklyn man is accused of becoming an ISIS sniper and weapons instructor. The man was born in Kazakhstan and is a naturalized citizen. He's charged with providing material support to a terrorist organization and was arrested and transferred to the U.S. from the custody of the Syrian Defense Forces. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow lost 69 points to close at 27,154. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
These guys play longer because there's none of them left. Heat Wave. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. That overmodulated, I apologize for that. I had to turn Javier Bardem up because he was sort of quiet. The United States is gun country. Whether you like it or not, leftists, about 40% of Americans live in a gun-owning household. I actually think it's a little higher than that. That's because when people call people on the phone, well, hello there, we're Gallup, and we'd like to know if you own guns. A lot of people are just going to go, why no? The United States has 4.4% of the world's population, but 42% of civilian-owned guns. In the wake of the Heller decision and a massive public relations and lobbying campaign by the NRA, support for the Second Amendment right of Americans to bear arms has grown. NRA was aided and abetted in that, of course, by just regular people, Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation, name it. Lots of people involved in this. There's a substantial majority of Americans that want to protect their right to own guns and rifles, but many also support specific gun control proposals. About 60% are in favor of stricter gun laws, if you believe the polls. 94% advocate requiring background checks for all gun buyers, if you believe the polls. 63% support a nationwide ban on the sale of assault weapons, if you believe the polls. 52% would vote against the candidate for Congress who receives a campaign contribution from the NRA, and 58% against the candidate who wants to allow school teachers to carry guns, if you believe the polls. Never, ever, 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 ever believe the polls. Even if they come down on your side, if they come down and you're like, well, I support that, don't take the poll for what it is. Polls are propaganda. They're meant to sway you. This is psychological warfare. So all of these apparent contradictions, if you believe all of those polls, provide an opportunity for Democrats to seize the initiative on guns, energize their base, which is in the population centers, which means we're talking both coasts in most cases, a few little blue islands out there in the middle. But here's what the Democrats should say about guns. Okay? Not because I agree with it. But this is what they should say about guns. Now, they don't, because gun control is... gun controllers are just minor birds. You get out there and, like, that one poll that said 94% support background checks. We already have background checks. Idiots! You know, I understand there's a portion of America that doesn't like politics and doesn't want to engage, but the low-info voter could be the downfall of us all. But here's what they could say, I guess. They could say that we're the world capital of firearm homicide, suicide, and mass shootings. In fact, they do. They say that there's a mass shooting every day in the United States. They say that we have 29.7 homicides by firearm per 1 million residents, which is not true. Canada has 5.1, Germany has 1.9, Australia 1.4. They like to use the Caucasian industrial states. Yeah. Despite the fact that, you know, Japan has more suicides, Korea has more suicides. They could say that there's the easy access to firearms, which are deadlier than knives or poisons in their view, is the only evidence-based explanation of the massive disparity between gun violence in the United States, which actually does not have more crime than any other industrial nation and every other country. They could tell you that gun regulation is as American as apple pie. And in a way, they would sort of be correct, because there's 22,000 of these laws on the books. Robert H. Spitzer, he demonstrated in Guns Across America. They spanned every conceivable category of regulation, from gun acquisition, sale, possession, transport, and use, including deprivation of use through outright confiscation, to hunting and recreational regulations, to registration and express gun bans. A municipal ordinance in Wyatt Earp's tombstone banned the carrying of firearms without a special permit. The Wild West was not actually the Wild West. The Tammany District of New York was worse than the Wild West in the same era. In the not-too-distant past, gun control legislation has received bipartisan support. 1994, Ronald Reagan and two other former presidents sent a letter urging members to Congress to pass a bill barring many semi-automatic weapons. Well, that shouldn't surprise you about Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan did away with open carry in California. Ronald Reagan was a gun controller. He was a great communicator, great guy, you know, great leader and everything. He was a gun controller. That passed, I don't know if you remember that, but I think when that passed in the 90s in the House, it passed by one vote. It was not exactly a mandate. In February of 2019, the U.S. House of Representatives, you know, Pelosi and company, approved legislation mandating background checks on all gun sales, including purchases made privately online or at gun shows. However, that's not true either. I mean, the only people that can sell guns at gun shows without background checks are the people that the bill The bill, there was a lot of people that had what was referred to as a tabletop federal firearms license. And these guys were the guys that would buy the guns for the neighborhood and give all their friends a discount. And they didn't have a storefront. They didn't carry stock. And when they decided to have the assault weapon ban, the omnibus crime bill, all that stuff was swept away. So then the only people that had to run background checks were FFL holders, because there was very few, not as many of them left. Well, they got what they wanted. And now they want to have what is referred to as universal background checks, where you and I would have to go to a gun shop and, you know, you'd have to get a background check. And here in South Carolina, we had this cat that the background check failed, Dylan Roof. And they call that the Charleston loophole, where if you don't fail or pass a background check in 3 days, well, then you get the gun. That's a check against the system. They can't sit there and say, well, we haven't finished your background check yet. I'm at lunch. They can't do that. 3 days, up or down, or I get it. And then they have a mechanism whereby when the FBI does contact both the ATF and the gun seller, they track down the buyer of the gun who shouldn't have been allowed to buy the gun in the first place and take the gun back. Dylan Roof was on, I think, on day 65 after the purchase. They didn't do nothing. This was, according to the Democrats, this was the Republicans thwarting the will of the people, doing the bidding of a scandal-ridden NRA. And as they take credit for doing the people's business on background checks and blast the do-nothing Senate, the leaders of the House, who are not really highly skilled at public relations, should conduct high-profile hearings on a ban on assault weapons and schedule a vote on a common-sense bill. The problem is, that's not really the world we exist in, because America is gun country. They can only get that which we give up. So, no more bipartisan support, shall we say. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
On the firing line, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, I want you to understand something about these four freshmen, okay? These four freshmen, unless... These guys are out-and-out socialists, which means they are going to metastasize into communists at some point. Because socialism is just the weak sister of communism. Defeating them now is easier. Marginalizing them now is easier than it would be if they start going somewhere. Just ask the fine people of New York City. Just ask the fine people of Los Angeles. Because they get to live with these laws now. Just ask every state that has a red flag law. Right? You know, your first impulse would be, well, listen, I haven't done anything wrong. I'm a free man. I've got my constitutional rights. You can't take my guns. Well, pal, that was a fight you should have fought when they were considering that legislation in your state. What you had better do now is you had better go get your guns and hand them over and lawyer up. Because it's sort of like the Fram oil filter commercial. You can pay me now or you can pay me later. Right now, Trump is flaunting his scorn for, and these have purely been defined by the media, for the norms of the American political conversation. In these informal rules, rather, Republicans can be labeled as racist with impunity, and America can be trashed as irredeemably racist and evil and shameful. But any criticism of people of color for expressing such views is racist. Just ask Nancy Pelosi how that works out. Many Republicans have internalized these norms, knowing that their colleagues in professions dominated by an educated and credentialed workforce have scorned for Trump's attacks on the four freshman congresswomen that Pelosi ruefully dubbed the squad. Their neighbors in upscale communities are equally likely to be aghast that anyone would mention that people who frequently proclaim a racial and ethnic identity that sets them apart from just plain Americans would be reminded that, unlike in Eastern, you know, communist East Germany, they're free to leave. You know, this is not like if what they say about Trump was actually true, right? Antifa would all be dead right now. They'd all be dead. The Democrats would all be locked up. Media would be disappearing. They'd be trying to run away and hide. They'd be hunted down like dogs if this was what they describe. But unlike that, you know, they actually can move about quite freely. They can leave, and then they can come back after they try to show how well their ideas work in the places they imply America as impoverished and oppressed. Now, the thing about Trump, and this is something we should all adopt, he doesn't care. Having the capacity to not care is wonderful. He doesn't care about criticism. He loves violating the norms. He believes that those rules of the game slant the conversation toward a victory for the left. They're very eagerly enforced by the fake stream legacy media and academia and the cultural institutions dominated by progressives. He also knows that people who already believe him to be a vulgar, racist, unacceptable occupant of the White House, as Ilhan Omar called him yesterday, unwilling to concede that he is the lawfully elected president, will criticize anything he says anyway. So he loses nothing in provoking more criticism from that camp. The key group that he has to worry about are the undecided voters who swing elections and the vaunted suburban women who shun harshness, who live in neighborhoods where Trump might be less popular. Plus all those conservatives who have gritted their teeth and supported him, even though his style is alien to their own. So I think that Trump is calculating that in any contest between the squad and Trump, in terms of alienating these persuadables, sustained attention will favor him. And he's right. Like the press conference by the squad, which has received obsessive media coverage, that made the bet pay off. It was 22 minutes of a love-in for the squad, being the squad, and saying things that may play really well in the Upper West Side, but it's not going to help win the swing districts and swing states for the Democrats. Now, I'm not going to go into all of that crazy stuff. Tucker Carlson, he made a congruent point. He said that by attacking the squad, just as Nancy Pelosi and the Dem establishment were putting distance between themselves and the radicals, Trump forced them back together. And he's made the squad the public face of the Democrats. He started out by saying the consensus in Washington is that Trump made a mistake and goes on to show why, once again, the consensus is wrong. Then Trump himself sent out two tweets, and he did a little more political jujitsu on calls for the House of Representatives to censure him when they couldn't get it together to censure obvious anti-Semitism from the squad members. And this is why Trump and Twitter are brilliant. You know, one of the things they say about Trump is that, you know, he's an actor. He's just a real estate guy. He's brash. He's rash. He's unacceptable. He's this. He's that. And, you know, they say that like that's a bad thing. But then you should look at that and say, you know, the problem here is that Trump is an actor. He was a master of reality TV. He understands what a story arc is. He understands how a drama involving conflict unfolds. He understands what kind of words and symbols evoke an emotional reaction from the television viewing audience. He has played to them for a long time. that group of people that are part of the persuadables includes many voters that the members of the intelligentsia, they never meet them, and they always scorn them. Watching Trump is like watching a chess master. Now, for all of you that are out there saying, well, Bill, he's not pro-Second Amendment, what has he done against guns? Don't bring up the bump stock. The bump stock debacle lays at the feet of the NRA because Trump takes his cues on things he doesn't know enough about from the NRA. First, the NRA said something, then Trump said something. Remember that. That's what I was a timeline. Forget about the bump stock for just a second and tell me which guns he has actively talked about banning. Which gun control he's actively discussed going after. And remember, everything he says is meant to evoke a reaction. I know what he said about red flag laws. Well, he didn't say anything about red flag laws per se, but he made a reference to them. And notice that nothing has happened on his watch except for the bump stock ban, which, because of the way they did this, this can all be overturned in a court. And then it'll be forced back into the legislative body, which that's where it should have been in the first place. So, by him doing that, maybe that was also part of his little play. I don't know, because this guy flies by the seat of his pants, and he's constantly reacting, and I mean, I don't know if the guy's brain ever shuts down. I don't know. Keita Bussey's going to be back tomorrow. The Wimpenized Woman will return, and maybe we'll have Dean Weingarten with us as well. Back again in 21 hours in between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.